A little less than a month after 17 people were killed at a high school in Parkland, Florida, there are signs of some legislative response across the country. For some of you, the movement is promising, and for others, it's not enough.
Anne Marie from Weddington, North Carolina.
Mike from Highland Park, Illinois.
This is Barbara from Brownsville, Oregon.
Byron from Portage, Indiana.
I'm Irene from Long Island. I'd like to see a ban on assault-style weapons, bump stocks, and high-capacity magazines.
I would very much like to see a permanent ban on any type of assault rifle as soon as possible.
It seems like lawmakers are just dancing around the topic of having stronger gun laws. They say they'll do something, but then they don't.
Our town already bans assault weapons. I don't understand why Congress hasn't brought up a bill for banning them nationwide.
There is no sane reason for any non-military person to have this kind of firepower.
Now, the students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, upended this debate in America by demanding action after last month's attack. They got on television, they headlined town hall meetings, they took on elected officials on social media, and they went to Tallahassee to lobby their state lawmakers. And that pressure appears now to be paying off. Here's House Speaker-designate Jose Oliva speaking to reporters at the end of last month.
The proposal that we will put forward will speak directly to every single failing that happened, so that we can walk away here knowing we changed this piece that failed, we changed this piece that failed, so on and so forth, so that we can truly say that if what we want is to know that we've ensured that this doesn't happen again, we've brought forth the legislation to do it.
And this week, on Wednesday, the Republican-controlled Florida House passed that bill. It also passed the state Senate and will be the first set of gun control measures to head to the governor's desk in Florida in 22 years. This is The Takeaway, and I'm Todd Zwillick. So, high-profile action in Florida, but what about other states, and what about Washington, D.C., where Congress, led by Republicans, has been unwilling to respond to mass shootings with action on guns? Alex Yablon is a reporter for The Trace. He's been tracking all the action around the country, and we started in Florida.
So, it's a compromise bill. It would raise the age for purchasing rifles in the state from 18 to 21. It would allow police to enact these so-called red flag gun seizures, you know, temporarily taking guns from people who are believed to pose an imminent risk to themselves or others, and it would ban bump stocks. But most controversially, it would also allow school districts to arm support staff. And that is the real kind of wild card here.
Now, the governor was asked about that on television just a couple of days ago.
So you don't agree with the president that we should be arming teachers?
No, I don't. I believe that we ought to make sure we have the law enforcement presence. We make sure that, they're trained.
Governor Rick Scott, Alex, saying he's not comfortable with arming teachers that's included in this bill, but he's going to sign it anyway.
Well, it's an open question as to whether or not he's going to sign it. I haven't seen a statement definitively from him either way. It would be really surprising to me if he didn't sign it, considering how much every other prominent Republican in the state has really put themselves out here to go against the NRA, and how much demand there is for some kind of action after this. If he doesn't sign this, it's hard for me to imagine another bill coming down the pike. It sort of seems like it's this or nothing.
Now, Florida was the home of the Parkland shooting, unfortunately, legislation in Tallahassee. Other states, though, have been moving as well. Take us to Oregon. What's going on there?
So there, the governor just signed a bill that extends the prohibition on gun ownership by domestic abusers to cover the so-called boyfriend loophole. You know, there's a federal ban on convicted domestic abusers possessing and purchasing guns, but it only applies to people who abuse spouses or people that they actually live with. But a lot of domestic abuse and relationship violence occurs in dating situations, people who don't live together, or in stalking situations. So the Oregon law would prohibit people who abuse partners that they don't actually live with, which a lot of clinicians consider a really strong indication that someone will go on to commit worse acts of violence.
Now, we've talked with you in the past on this show about domestic violence as a gateway, one of many, but a gateway to gun violence. So Oregon seems to be addressing that. What about Illinois?
Illinois pushed through a bill to create a state gun store licensing scheme. Obviously, the federal government licenses gun stores through the ATF, but the ATF has limited resources to actually inspect these stores to make sure they actually comply with laws. I think they only manage to inspect about 7% of gun stores a year. And they're also limited in what kind of documentation and security measures they can demand from stores. So now the state of Illinois can impose its own standards on gun dealers, you know, requiring that they adopt minimum safety standards like locking guns up after closing time or something like that. And they can impose additional record-keeping requirements on them so they keep better track of where their guns end up.
Well, there's some action in some other states as well. Now, these are mostly blue states we just talked about, Oregon and Illinois. In red states, there's been some pro-gun legislation that elected officials are sort of backing away from after Parkland, right?
Yeah. So in Indiana, there was a push before Parkland to allow guns in churches. And there's been a sense that now is not the time to push for laws that make it easier to bring guns into more public places. They've stepped back from that. In Utah, they were considering a permitless carry bill, which would allow anyone who can legally own a gun to conceal carry one wherever, you know, it's legal to do so. They're also stepping back from that in Utah. So now is not the time to pursue laws like this.
So, you know, Alex, after high-profile shootings, and we've talked about this script that America kind of gets into, we look for action in the states, in Washington. We're talking about this sort of smattering of legislative action around the country. Is this a moment of gun legislation, or is it just kind of we're paying attention to it now, and it's still business as usual? What's going on out in the states?
It's certainly a moment. You know, I think especially in Florida, to see a law like this passed, even though it does rub a lot of Democrats the wrong way because of the provisions to armed teachers, it's really rare to see this many Republicans go directly against the wishes of the NRA. That's an indication that something is different this time. I don't know how long it'll last, but the movement that's been organized by these students is really something new.
Now, let's go to Washington and talk about what's going on at the federal level, including with the bump stock ban.
Right. So the bump stocks are something that bureaucrats in the ATF are looking at. Basically, they're trying to figure out a way to regulate or ban these devices without Congress having to vote on anything. Now, during the Obama years, the ATF was very reluctant to ban these things. They basically felt that the letter of the law was clear that it didn't apply to bump stocks, that they weren't technically machine guns, so the ATF lacked the authority to regulate them. Now they're singing a different tune. They've apparently decided on a different reading of the law that will allow them to create some kind of regulatory scheme to prohibit future sales or regulate them.
Now, the House Republican leadership in Congress has said they're going to take a crack at some legislation next week. It's not gun legislation, though, although it is reactive to Parkland. What are Paul Ryan and the Republicans doing?
So they are really focusing on the school security angle. They are going to free up, I believe, about $50 million to give to states and local school districts to improve reporting on at-risk students, to install new security measures and things of that nature. But this is all stuff that kind of presupposes that shootings are going to happen and schools just need to be prepared to defend themselves when they do happen.
When the president says Congress is nearing a vote on universal background checks or some kind of gun control legislation, is he singing from the same songbook as congressional Republicans at all right now on that?
No.
He just isn't. What about the Senate? What's going on in the Senate?
In the Senate, you know, Mitch McConnell has been pretty clear he doesn't intend to bring any kind of gun legislation to the floor anytime soon. Mitch McConnell is very wary of splitting Republicans between the most conservative members who really wouldn't accommodate any kind of new gun laws and those who want to try to address guns themselves. There have been a bipartisan group of senators who do want to address guns directly. John Cornyn and Chris Murphy have been pushing for a bill for several months now, ever since the Sutherland Springs shooting, to fund states to improve record reporting to the background check system. There's also a couple groups of senators, Lindsey Graham and Richard Blumenthal, for instance, who have introduced bills that would encourage states to create these so-called red flag laws, the temporary gun seizure bills. So there is an appetite on both sides of the aisle for action, but it's not clear if Mitch McConnell will let anything proceed.
So, Alex, there's been another phenomenon in Washington this week. Of course, students from Stoneman Douglas High School have been advocating, doing media interviews, very active on social media for stricter gun laws, a huge part of this national debate, the students from this school. But another Stoneman Douglas student named Kyle Kashuv has also been in Washington this week. He appeared with Senator Ted Cruz. He appeared with Paul Ryan. He went to the White House this week, and he does not favor any new gun legislation. And Republicans in Washington seem to be clamoring to appear with this young man from Stoneman Douglas High School. It's a very interesting kind of counter-messaging that's going on with a student from that school. What's going on?
You know, it's quite common after incidents like the Parkland shooting for survivors to take different perspectives on the best course of action. These are not settled questions in our political life, but it's clear that Republicans are very eager to have someone so close to the situation who can provide them with some rhetorical cover for not pursuing gun legislation, strictly defined.
Alex Yablon, reporter for The Trace. Alex, thanks as always for helping us out.
Thanks for having me.